moving some bills over to the Workforce Development Committee, and I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2253. Do we need to describe it or not?
Mr. Chair, it's up to you. I'm ready to do it if you'd like. If not, we can just make a motion and move it out.
I think, Representative Rosenbaum, you ready to just move this out of here?
Yes, Mr. Chair. You're ready to entertain a motion to move those bills? Is that
yes,
what
ma'am.
We're on? Okay. And do we need to do separate motions on each bill?
You want to just ring them all up?
It's up to you, Mr. Chair, but the clerk has recommended for us to do it separately, so we have a separate roll call on each in case there's anybody who objects.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2253 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Committee on Workforce and Economic Development.
Thank you. Representative Rosenbaum has moved House Bill 2253 to the Committee on Workforce Development. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Does Ramon want to call the roll?
No, for this, no, it's not necessary.
Without objection, then House Bill 2253 is moved to the Workforce Development Committee, and I'll close that work session. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2261 to move to the. Pardon me?
Could you recognize Representative Rosenbaum?
Oh, all right. Representative Rosenbaum.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2261 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Committee on Workforce and Economic Development.
All righty, then. Representative Rosenbaum has moved House Bill 2261 to the Committee on Workforce Development. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Without objection, so moved. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill. Close a work session on House Bill 2261. Open a work session on House Bill 2264. Representative Rosenbaum, please.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2264 to the floor without recommendation as to passage.
To the floor.
And be referred to the Committee on Workforce and Economic Development.
No, Mr. Chair, technically it has to go through the floor to go to the committee, so that is the correct
motion. Okay. All right. Well, Representative Rosenbaum has moved House Bill 2264 to the floor without recommendation and to the subsequent referral to the Workforce Development Committee. Is there any discussion or objection? If none, so moved. I'll close the hearing on House Bill 2264. Just so I don't get ahead, which one is the last one?
Yeah.
I'll open a work session on House Bill 2412. Representative Rosenbaum, please.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2412 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Committee on Workforce and Economic Development.
Okay, Representative Rosenbaum has moved House Bill 2412 to the floor without recommendation and subsequent referral to the Committee on Workforce Development. Is there any discussion or objection? None, so moved. I'll close the work session on House Bill 2412. And we're not going to be moving House Bill 2420. That's staying here. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2441, and there's someone here that's come from a long way to testify.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Sharon Kelly is here to enter some testimony to the record to be moved on to the next committee.
Great.
First of all, I want to thank you very much for the courtesy. I really appreciate this. I'm a member of the Governor's Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs, and this is our position paper. And I think I need to read it to you because it's a fairly formal position. The Governor's Council.
Ms. Kelly, you need to identify yourself for the record.
I'm sorry. My name is Sharon Kelly, and I'm a member of the Governor's Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs. The Governor's Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs opposes House Bill 2441. We are committed to support the principles and recommendations of the Join Together and the American Bar Association report on ending discrimination. This bill violates the following principles and recommendations in the report. Addiction to alcohol and other drugs is a treatable chronic disease that should be viewed and addressed as a public health issue. People seeking treatment or recovery from alcohol and other drug disease should not be subject to legally imposed bans or other barriers based solely on their addiction. Such bans should be identified and removed. Two, employees, who voluntarily seek treatment for alcohol or other drug use should not be subject to discriminatory actions or dismissal. In addition to the violation of the above principles, the council directs you to a report called the Domino Effect. We state that access to treatment is very limited for people without insurance. Someone who loses their unemployment compensation for having a negative drug test would not have the means to pay for treatment and would be put on a long waiting list for any public treatment. Their lives will continue to deteriorate without treatment, and as in any disease that is not treated, the severity of the problem will increase. In the end, as the disease ravishes the individual's body, putting them at great physical risk, increasing the cost of both the treatment and the ancillary services needed to support recovery, such as adequate food, housing, and transportation. We believe this bill is both punitive and poor public policy. What we need is your help in adopting legislation that creates funding to assure that all Oregonians have access to treatment for the chronic disease of alcohol and drug abuse. And again, I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak to this bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments to Ms. Kelly? All right. Thank you. I share your concerns about this bill as well.
Thanks.
So, all righty then. Representative Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 2441 to the floor without recommendation as to passage and be referred to the Committee on Workforce and Economic Development.
Representative Rosenbaum has moved House Bill 2441 to the floor without recommendation and subsequent referral to the Committee on Workforce and Economic Development. Is there any discussion? Representative Smith.
Mr. Chair, I was wondering if you could just tell me, would Ms. Kelly's testimony be forwarded on with that then?
I believe.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, yes, it will be entered in the official record and be carried with the bill to the Workforce Committee.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else? Is there any objection to the motion? All right, without objection, then so moved. And I will, okay? Okay, I'll close the session on House Bill 2441. All righty then. Thank you, Ms. Kelly. All righty then. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2207.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2207 was pre-session filed at the request of the Employment Department. We had our public hearing on this last Friday, February 26th. The bill increases the wage threshold an employer to become subject to unemployment insurance tax from $225 to $1,000 per quarter. It also defines which employers and which employment are subject to unemployment insurance laws. In front of you, you do have an updated staff measure summary, and there also is a fiscal impact statement on your desk. To review, there is a negative impact on the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund in the 07-09 biennium of $337,100 and a negative impact of $496,300 from the 2009 to the 2011 session. And Mr. Chair, Tom Byerly from the Employment Department is here to answer any questions on this bill and the other two bills that we have up for work session today.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions or comments about this bill that they want answered or addressed by the department? Representative Esplom.
How much, Mr. Chair, how much was that fiscal impact? Because I don't have anything on the...
Mr. Chair, Representative Esplom, it's in the packets of information in front of you today.
Oh,
we received it earlier today.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
I'm not in any hurry. If anyone does want to speak to the department, we can bring them right on up here.
No, I'm ready to make a motion, Mr. Chair, because I...
Okay. Well, then, all right, then. I will entertain a motion. Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, we heard good testimony on this bill. I have written in my notes, good idea, whatever that means, for what it's worth, and I therefore move House Bill 2204 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
All right. Representative Berger has moved House Bill 2207, right?
She said four.
To the floor with do-pass recommendation.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2207. I apologize.
All right. Is there any objection? All right. Well, without objection, so moved. And I understand, because of the fiscal impact, our talented administrator here feels we should not put it on the consent
Mr. Chair, it's up to the committee to decide that. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
If you all feel comfortable with going on.
With a fiscal impact, I would feel better if it were not on the consent calendar as the motion.
All right. Would anyone like to carry the bill on the floor?
I think Representative Berger.
I'm happy to carry the bill.
Representative Berger will carry the.
I'll volunteer Representative.
Good idea.
All right. And I'm going to close.
So then those people are going to explain it to me all over again, and, and I'll write why I had good ideas.
Okay.
I'll remember.
Close the work session on House Bill 2207. Open a work session on House Bill 2248.
Mr. Chair, committee members, House Bill 2248 is also from the Employment Department. It repeals RS 657149, which was enacted in 2001. The intent was to ease the tax reporting burden on businesses considered as disregarded entities, which is a technical tax concept created by federal law because the IRS does not recognize business entities such as LLCs and LLPs. What this will do by its repeal is that it will eliminate any confusion and potential conflicts with other existing statutes relating to these types of entities.
Well, I'm for eliminating confusion. All right. Is there any questions or discussion or comments that we need the department to come up here and address today? All righty, then. I will entertain a motion. Representative Escobar.
Hi, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 2248 to be forwarded to the floor with a due pass recommendation and hopefully on the consent calendar.
All right. Representative Escobar has moved House Bill 2248 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion or objection? All right. Without objection, so moved. I will entertain a motion to put it on the consent calendar.
He already did.
Pardon me?
Actually,
then.
Okay, so moved. Any objection?
No.
So moved, then. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2248. Open a work session on House Bill 2249.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2249 corrects an oversight and cross-referencing sections of laws from the enactment of House Bill 2124 from the 2005 session. The ORS in reference prohibits businesses from transferring or acquiring a business primarily for the purpose of obtaining a lower unemployment tax rate, which is otherwise known as SUTA dumping. It does not change current law, but makes it clear that hearings authorized under ORS 657480 are to be conducted under the provisions of ORS 657683, which is the statute relating to Unemployment Department hearings. Thank
all
you,
right.
Mr. Chair.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Is there any discussion or questions or comments that the department needs to address here? Representative Holby, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, it's just gone so fast that I thought I'd slow it down a little bit.
But all right.
This is in relationship to the bill we passed last session, I believe, in this committee, and I was just kind of curious. Basically, this is just adding a penalty to the provision that we passed last session. Is that all it does? Or
you all want to come on up here and answer good representatives' questions, please?
He actually shook his head no, so I'm wrong.
Paul's correct.
Hi. For the record, my name is Dave Jones. I'm manager of Tax Central Operations for the Employment Department. And your question was whether or not it added a penalty?
Well, I think did we not pass a bill about SUTA dumping and making it illegal last session? And does this bill just provide for a penalty for
it that? It provides for the appropriate appeal of our decision when we find that someone has been doing it.
Okay, so it doesn't have anything to do with adding
it. It does not affect the penalties.
It doesn't add a citation to the statute.
No, it just cross-references all it is.
Representative Esco.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'm reading what, maybe I'm reading this wrong, it says adds a citation to statute.
That's what the measure description.
The measure
itself. Description from staff.
Yeah. That's the summary on the bill itself, but that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
Right. But it says providing other.
Well, to clarify, Mr. Chair, Representative Escobar, what it does is into that statute 2124. It adds the statute, the hearings. So that's what my interpretation is. It doesn't.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I got
that's
it.
Correct.
It's just explaining the oversight and the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for clearing that up for me, Mr. Chair.
Oh, anytime, Representative. Here to serve as
Because that wasn't what the bill said, or well, the summary.
The diligence of Representative Esquivel helped me see what your concern was even further. So.
Yeah. So there is no citation being issued to anybody who wants to appeal or is caught doing this. It's allowing them to appeal your decision if they're caught dumping like this.
That's
is that correct.
Correct? That is correct.
All right, very good. Any more discussion, questions, concerns about this bill? Alrighty then, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2248 to the... 49. I'm getting them wrong every time. 49 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Berger moves House Bill 2249 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion or objection? Seeing none, so moved. I believe we can safely send this to the consent calendar.
I was going to move that you consider this as a consent calendar item.
Representative Berger moves that we add this to the consent calendar. Is there any discussion or objection to that idea? All right, then. So moved. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2249. And I have some bill introductions here. I'm going to open a... Should I do these one at a time, too?
No, Mr. Chair. You
have to do that. Okay. All right. I'm going to open a work session for the purpose of introducing committee members, measures. Introduce committee members, too.
Mr. Chair, if you want to introduce the committee members, that's fine.
It's been a long week, Mr.
Representative
Chair.
Rosenbaum, would you do the honors, please?
Yes. Mr. Chair, I move that LC 1619, LC 2611, and LC 2710 be introduced as committee bills.
Right. Representative Rosenbaum has moved LC 1619, LC 2611, and LC 2710 be introduced as committee bills. Is there any discussion? Any questions? And once again, I want to remind the committee, this does not commit anyone to vote for or against any of this. All we're doing is turning these into bills today. That's all we're doing. Any objection? Seeing none, so moved. I'm going to close the work session on LC 1619, 2611, and 2710. Is there anything else for the good of the order? On February 8th, I have to be out of here early. If we have a full schedule, I've asked Representative Esquivel to chair the committee. I have to, the highest law of the land is said I will have my beautiful daughter at the basketball game that her band is playing at 6:15 on Friday night. So, and I don't ever mess with the law.
Yeah,
so that's what's going to happen there. Anything else for the good of the order? All right, then I'll close the committee on House Business.